Late in life, I heard my mother say, "I don't mind having wrinkles. I earned every single one of them."
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Can you name a few of the top inventions of all time? How about the wheel, the light bulb, penicillin, the phone, the printing press, the singing fish? Hey, no way. Deodorant, maybe. And the nose hair trimmer. Ah, personal hygiene is important. When I was a child, I didn't see things that way. The quickest way to get me out of the bathtub was to turn on the water. If Mom wanted to hide something from me, she'd put it under a bar of soap. Mom and I did not see eye to eye on much, partly because she was 3 feet taller than me, but if she saw dirt on my face, she'd lick a towel and scrub the offending particles. Every kid's mom did this. Some moms did this to random children. You'd see a lineup of kids waiting to have jam removed from their faces. That was right around the time we had that outbreak of measles, but we survived. My daughter Rachel was a lot like me. She liked to examine outdoor surprises and taste them. If she wasn't eating from the razzbooey patch, she was in the neighbor's garden sampling underripe produce with a scowl on her face. After grazing on onion tops and green tomatoes, she tried earthworms and mud, then came home with the remnants on her chin, wanting a kiss. And yes, her mother gave her one, of course. Then she grew up and changed her diet about the time boys dropped by the house noticing her. I told them about green tomatoes and earthworms, but that didn't deter them at all. When Rachel was 10 or 11, the neighbor boys set out a little wooden trap and left for the weekend. Guess what crawled in? A skunk. Rachel is kind of heart, so she brought the poor critter some lettuce leaves. She lived to regret that decision. We did too. I opened all the windows and doors, turned on the fans, sprayed some deodorizer. Nothing helped, so we just set fire to the house. No, but I felt like it. The place was rank, and Rachel was no better. P.U. We buried her clothes in the garden. That didn't help. We poured vinegar, tomato juice, and baking soda into the tub and told her to stay there for 3 weeks. At least the boys will keep their distance, I told my wife. But soon she was smelling great again, and the boys were back. I hit a skunk myself one day, but I've never been hit by one. I do remember the day I realized I didn't smell so good. Oh, I was doing okay externally, but spiritually, where it really counted, I'd been rolling around in the mud. I knew I was a sinner. I needed some cleaning up, trust me. Deodorant didn't do it. Not even my mother could scrub it away. Trying to get rid of the sin myself only made me more aware of my guilt. And guilt is the gift that keeps on giving. I needed a new kind of bath. Well, thank God it was available. Hebrews 10 says that Jesus offered himself to God as a single sacrifice for sins, good for all time. By his death, he opened a new and life-giving way to God. We can go right into his presence because our guilty consciences have been made clean, our bodies washed with pure water. Ephesians 5:2 invites us to live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God. Admit it, believe on him, and you are cleansed, forgiven, and pure in his sight. Because of what Jesus has done, when God takes a whiff of you, you come up smelling like roses. I hope that, like me, you won't be able to stop smiling about that. Now, go make somebody's day.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, "My husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life."